The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 261. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Adam Vail.
What up, Internet? I see you.
Brett Murdoch.
Yo.
Brian Monjoma.
What up, what up?
And joining us once again, back from Egypt, Mr. Carlos Romero.
Arabian Nights. Yo, man, what up?
What's going on? Yo, that was our running joke. Like, yo, this motherfucker is visiting the pharaohs right now, man. Yeah, how was your trip, man?
Hey, man, it was pretty fun. Got to get away for almost, like, what? Almost 2 weeks? A week and change? I went to San Fran. I got to visit the Golden Gate Bridge. Went to watch a 49ers game. Drank a lot, man. There's a whole bunch man. Of
poop. Is it true that it smells like poop? I heard the streets smell like poop. Is that true?
In San Francisco, some streets do smell. Some streets. So here's the thing. It's like it reminded me a lot of New York when it comes to the smell.
Oh, shit. I take offense. Take that back. Don't white it out. White it out. Keep going.
White it out.
But here's it. There's a twist. It has a lot. It smells a lot more like weed than New York does.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. You know.
Yeah. And
did you see?
Oh, go ahead.
Did you see a bunch of shanty towns? Because that's the thing that I always hear. I hear that it smells like pee and poo, and there's like homeless people everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of homeless people, but not like Skid Row level. But it's still a lot. It's still a lot. You'll see them like almost on every corner. Damn. What else? I got to a lot of record stores. I went to a record fair.
Oh shit!
Some nice. LPs.
Did you pick any up?
Oh yeah, I spent a lot of money actually on records. What else? Oh, by the way, I went to New York earlier this year.
Yeah, man.
The land, you know, the Great Apple, you know, concrete jungle.
Big Apple, trees are made.
That too.
The Great Apple.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of and the Mecca of pizza.
Uh-oh.
And
supposedly. Supposedly.
Factually.
Choose your next words carefully.
Yeah, you got four New Yorkers in here, bruh. Be careful.
He can't bring up.
So, I had the pizza in New York. I loved it. And I had it in plenty of places. But I went to this one spot in San Francisco. It was called Tony's, ironically enough.
Word.
Yo, son. That's the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
I'm not hearing this shit right now, man.
Yo, man.
Nah, son.
No. There's different types.
You don't got now, the water out there, man. You need the water.
Was it thin crust? Was it small slices, wide slices? Did it have already extra cheese on it? What kind of pizza?
I had different
bottoms.
I had some made on some wood shit and some made on charcoal. Just different types. There's like one called New Yorker that I had that was really good. It had pepperoni, it had ricotta cheese, it had sausage.
It didn't have the fluoride, and that's where they fuck up. Because your water is drenched in fluoride because no one brushes their teeth, and that's what gives the taste and the texture. Unless they bring in the water and it has a big jug that says New York tap water, that's just not legit.
Water, I'm telling you, man.
It is water.
By the way, Carlos, remember, both of our moderators are both New Yorkers, too.
Oh,
they're not happy with you right now, man.
I'm about to get banned, son.
I told you.
Hilarious.
Even the girl that does the closed captioning, she's editing this shit out. She's had semi good pizza. He's talking about semi good pizza.
I just want to disclose that I'm a neutral arbiter in this case. I'm from Texas. I I don't have any allegiance. I have more allegiances to New York than I do to fucking San Francisco.
Damn.
I know more people from New York than I do
San Francisco.
What kind of what food is big in Texas? Like
he sees it. If New York doesn't have the best pizza, it's he just that man he noticed.
Yeah, there's a few things that New York has that's really good. You got pizza and you got the bagels. Nice.
Yeah, I had both. Yeah, man. I had both.
Gyros, you get.
Yeah, Carlos ain't shitting on New York pizza. He still likes it, you know.
Oh yeah, New York pizza is a shit. It's better than the any other pizza I had before. There you go. And, but okay, I'm about to fucking piss off whole New York. I prefer. Yeah. I said the best pizza I ever had, but I'm adding the disclaimer that you guys do not consider deep dish pizza.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't.
What do you mean?
That's lasagna, bro. That's not pizza.
That's like Uno's. You're talking Uno's. Yeah, like,
don't get me wrong. Deep dish is fucking delicious. It's great. Oh, yeah. That's just not pizza.
It's different. It comes in a little pan thing and stuff. Yeah. It doesn't come like pizza.
Yeah, I'm not one of those who's like, oh, that shit's terrible. No, it tastes great. That's just not pizza. You know?
Yo, if the Ninja Turtles aren't eating it, it's not
legit. That shit 30 minutes or less. That's man.
It. You never saw them with a deep dish. Michelangelo would eat any kind of pizza, never touch a deep dish.
Check just this saying. Out.
He's too New Yorker, man.
Exactly.
I was in, you know, every November, it seems like it's tradition now. I fucking leave and I come back, and apparently, fucking the game of the generation launches. Because I'd be seeing tweets of people, especially Tony.
Segues, Tony. Right? He's doing segues.
Yeah, it's like, yo, man, what the hell am I missing out now?
Because it's always on an award show coming. Did you hear? That's what's going on.
Yeah, the Death Stranding award show hosted by Jeff Keighley.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a bit. That's a little bit of a further segue. But before we do that, we got 14 viewers. We could do this now, actually.
Oh, we got 50. Yo, skill, Mike.
Fuck that. We're doing this now. Anyway, so we're doing something kind of special tonight, and I want to give a special shout out to a user that I've never seen in here before called STFU and Play TV. Sounds familiar.
It cracks me up.
Earlier this week, Torrance Davis, who we've had on the show before, sent me a box. I don't know what's in the shit. He just asked that I open the shit live on the show. So we're going to do this. Let me get my camera up here.
If anything explodes, get ready to dial 911. So
I'm going to put the shit right here, right? And we're going to open this box. And what I know is it doesn't smell, so I don't think there's anything dead in there.
I'm going to have to put this on full screen, dog.
Yeah.
Yep, right. Same here.
Oh, all you motherfuckers. I'm full screen here. So here's the box. Let's unbox this shit. I already got the scissors, you know? All
right. It better not be no pineapple pizza.
No, I guess it doesn't stink.
He sent you the special edition of Death Stranding because you're such a big Kojima fan.
I don't think there's
organic
in this shit, hopefully, because I don't smell nothing. You know?
Well, you know, he might have packed it with some dry ice. Ice, you know.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, I can't hear you now.
You're gone. You cut your cord off, man. That wasn't the box.
Yep. Can't hear you.
Something got unplugged or something like that.
Great.
No, I can't hear you.
Can't hear me.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
All right, you can hear me.
What the hell did you do?
I didn't do anything, but right now I just unplugged and replugged. So you guys can hear me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Let's open this motherfucker. Oh, man.
So tense.
What happened?
It's just so tense. Like, what's in the box, man?
What's in the box? Oh, it better not be Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Oh, all right. Spoilers.
Now we are getting the fucking
thing. Ooh, some air.
Wait, it's before you go further, who delivered this?
The post office.
Oh, okay. Same order of business.
Right. A headset of some sort. This is a model SA903. I don't know what company makes this. Oh, Sadie's. I never heard of this company.
You know what he's saying? He's retiring from gaming. He's giving you his headset and a controller. He's out.
Yeah, well,
he's passing the torch.
He's passing the torch. There you go.
There are two books in here.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it his book?
No, one of them is called Crank. What is this, about jerking off or something?
Oh, shit, Crank. Is that the one with the, the Jason Statham?
Statham movie?
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
I'll read the description. Christina is the perfect daughter gifted with high school, gifted high school junior, quiet, never any.
No, that's not it.
And she meets the monster, Crank.
Oh.
And what begins as a wild ride turns into a circle for her mind, her soul, and her life.
Is it really a book? Open it. It might be one of those little hidden ones. All right, this paper.
Oh, what the hell? This is money. Whoa, look at this. This is some like make your own adventure shit.
Oh, you see? Okay. You see?
Interesting. Either that or it's like some shiny shit.
It could be an adventure book. Like, that's cool.
Any, there's like barely.
Yeah, yeah. That's an adventure book. There you go.
Interesting.
That's fun. That's fun. Another the next one's a Bible?
No. I don't know. Devil May Cry? I didn't know they adapted this into a book. Okay. I'm not going to read the description. It's mad long. One of the blurbs is.
That looks like a true crime novel.
Yeah, what the hell?
This book is brisk, ironic, sexy, and relentlessly imaginative.
The yes.
We'll talk about that.
Relentlessly imaginative? Yeah,
what the fuck is this?
It's a big black dildo.
Check this out.
Oh, pretty sick.
Nice. Yo.
For you guys listening, this is like a controller for the Nintendo Switch. It's a Pro controller. It's a Pro controller with some little Mario things.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, it's got
Mario
eyes on it.
What's up?
Oh, never mind. You're inverted to us, but not to them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah. You're fine.
Yeah. There's still more shit in here. What the fuck is that?
Yo, that controller's freaking sick, man.
Yo,
that's cool.
Yo, Torres, let me give you my address, son.
Oh, that's a blind box toy.
Should
so
I
you
open
don't know
this
what's
shit?
Inside. Yeah, open it.
All right, do I have to cut it open too? Where the fuck is it?
You need to use a scissors on that. Yeah, usually what it's inside of there is something special.
All right, so we're doing an unboxing of an unboxing. This shit is crazy right now, man.
Don't cut yourself.
Not even Christmas yet.
Tony cuts his finger off.
You know?
When you cut your finger off, you'll sound like Goku?
Yeah.
It better not be a toy. Don't need to get hit by a lawsuit from YouTube. No toys.
Yeah, no, it's like an egg.
You mean this adult collectible that you're opening currently?
I'm scared. I don't know what the fuck's in this shit.
No, it's probably one of those blind toys and stuff like
that. Is that silly putty?
All right.
Anthrax.
Oh, it's literally a little car.
Yeah, see? There you go.
A fucking car.
Yeah.
All that wrapping for that car, where's it from, though? What kind of, like a...
It's one of those gachapon Japanese toys where you don't know what's inside.
Oh, by the way, Torrance actually, he sent a dildo.
What?
What?
He sent a dildo.
Oh!
it's a PlayStation Move controller.
Now all you need is a PlayStation Eye to go with that.
It's killing me.
Wink, wink, wink.
Wait, don't they come in sets, though? He just sent you one.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, it's just one.
He sent. I don't...
All right.
What is going on?
Send you random shit.
Smurf?
All right.
Torrin sent me a box of girl Smurfs and clumsy Smurf. What the fuck?
Don't you have like niece and nephews? You could give one
to them. There's still more shit in here.
Uh-oh.
What the hell did he put in there? Yeah.
It looks like an EP, Charlie Murder.
All right.
Ooh, okay. Gorillas?
Mnemonic Atomic. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, Johnny. Wait, no, not Johnny Mnemonic, right?
Johnny Mnemonic. It's just, it says Mnemonic Atomic. I don't
know. No, I don't know.
It's an EP.
Looks cool.
Yeah, there's still more. Oh, okay. This is in a DHS bag or whatever the fuck this is.
DHL?
DHL, yeah. Oh, it's not DHL, but it has the same colors. What the fuck is it? Okay, so this about in this.
It's a cup.
Fuck.
He sent you a flashlight.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
This better not be. Oh. Okay.
It's gold.
I'm gonna have to refrigerate this. He sent me Duff beer.
Oh nice.
Oh yeah.
It was an energy drink. I thought it was beer. I wanted beer. All right, so there's that. There's still more shit. We're getting to the end. A wire, USB wire.
Maybe that's for the headset or the controller.
That's probably for the headset or controllers.
Capcom shit. Let's see.
Oh, that thing. That is the Okami special edition. It comes with a little what is it? Like a little paint set.
I can't.
It's actually incredibly. It's incredibly difficult to take out of the thing.
Should I just leave it alone then?
Yeah, just leave it alone. I know exactly what that is. That's what that is. It's a special Okami.
He's in there. He wants me to open it.
Yeah, it's the Okami paint set.
Right, got it.
So it has all the colors, so you can make your own Street Fighter 4 characters?
It's a special type of paper that when you wet it, it makes ink, you know, like you can create ink drawings on the special type of paper.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Without actually using real ink.
I'm not going to try this shit on air. That's cool, though.
Yeah, that sounds cool. That came with the original. If you pre-ordered Okami at GameStop, you got that. That's awesome. That thing's crazy rare to find because not many people more pre-ordered it. Oh, yeah, also the other thing is that the image of from Okami that's inside of there is like a really bad low resolution image they threw inside of it.
Oh, that's not good. All right, and the seemingly last thing. Oh, shit. Thank you, Torrance. I appreciate this. Torrance Davis's book, man. Rebel Without a Pause Button.
Is it signed? Is it signed?
It's going to have a little insert there.
No, but I could get Torrance to sign this shit anytime.
This motherfucker didn't.
Oh, no, it is.
It's got to be signed.
He wrote a letter. He has a letter there.
Oh, my. I'm not putting this on.
Motherfucker. Oh, come on.
I am not. We're going to get banned. We're going to get banned from.
Describe it.
It's a. Is that what I think it is?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if
is it a couple doing the golden motives?
I guess it's a couple if you mash them together into one human being. I'm just gonna say two words. Three words. Naked land whale. And I think one guy actually. Torrance, I knew this motherfucker was gonna do some shit.
He can't ever
give you a gift. I knew it. Yo, again, sorry, this is on Twitch. Even though we're on Twitch, if I put that shit on air, we're fucking gone.
Oh.
Alright, so let's see what he wrote in. Tony, my protege and long lost brother. My man, Torrance, fist bump. Man, that's fucking awesome, dude. That's cool.
Nice.
Thank you for the package, and thank you for providing us with this awesome content, you know, for the show. Wait.
There's one more thing. One more thing.
What the fuck?
It's a game?
You sent me Persona. I have this shit already.
Persona!
Hold on a second. Who signed this shit, Torrance? It's a signed Persona 5.
Uh-oh.
And since it's a Blu-ray, I don't know
who signed this shit. Put it in the
book. He said he did.
Oh, that's even better, man. That's a, that. I mean, who else has a signed, Persona 5 from Torrance Davis, right?
Yo, man.
You know, so yeah, thank you, Torrance. That was.
I just want to know, like, what's in the box, man? Like,
Now I feel like I should have did that when you sent me a box. I should have done the whole thing. What's in the box? What's the backstory with the toys? Ask him for the little girly toys.
Oh, we can hear you.
We can hear you,
but what about the...
No.
I was muted.
What?
We hear you.
Yeah, no, you can, but they couldn't.
They couldn't.
Yeah, okay. But it wasn't for the whole thing, though. That's good. All right, now I'm back. Again, Torrance, thank you for the stuff, and thank you for the, entertaining content, man.
By the way,
the reason I was muted is because I had the hotkey when I hit control. I guess I hit it by accident. What happened?
I mean, control.
Yeah.
What episode is he up to for the war zone? Remember he?
Oh yeah, Torrance. What episode are you up to? I think it was 490. Was it 497 or 397? Something like that.
Because I think when he's on the subreddits, it's talking
four,
that
he has four left.
He's gonna do a bamboozle and it's gonna switch and he's gonna have a new show and it's gonna launch at the 500.
Damn, it's like that. See, Torrance, he already knows what's up, man.
That's it. Sorry.
The Torrance David special.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on, man. Let's get to the main topic here. We got to talk about Google Stadia, man. This shit launched, last week or late last week? And it's been a fucking disaster, man. And ironically.
It's a console killer, man. What are you talking about?
It's a console killer.
Be easy with your words, man.
Shit. Well, no. Who's in charge of it is the console killer.
It's called Big.
By the way, here's an
exclusive. The name of Torrance's next. Podcast is going to be called Big Bitches and Gravy.
Told you. Okay. Yeah. That's it. I'm going to subscribe right now. Here we go.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you guys thought? Brian, you start us off, man. What do you think about this Google Stadia nonsense? All that shit's been going on, you know?
Well, we did say that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We didn't say that it just wasn't going to be up to scratch. Like, the infrastructure is just not there. It's a cool idea, but the fact that there's no infrastructure there to support it, that's going to be the main point. And it seems like that's what's biting them in the ass right now. And also the fact that it has no fucking games. Like, what was it? It launched with like 12 games or something?
And three of them were Tomb Raider games.
Yeah.
Well, they launched it now, I think it was like 25 or something. So a few more launched after the launch.
Yeah, it just launched with like less games than we thought, and
it
had like half the features it was advertised with, and it's like, this is really bad. Like, this is more of like a beta launch than an actual launch. You know, if they had said like, okay, it's early access or beta launching or whatever phase, you know, then I think they could get away with it, but it was advertised like, okay, this is like the full-on like 1.0 launch, like this is like day one, and you have, again, as Adam says, you gotta have something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one story that I thought was crazy, because remember, they promised that like you could play these games and it won't really fuck up, like it won't really like take up too much data. Dude, this shit takes up 7 gigs an hour, like downloads, bro. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. That kills data caps if you have one, you know?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of services like Comcast, I think on Xfinity, if you hit a threshold, they will bottleneck you. Man. They'll cut your bandwidth. So if you have Stadia on there, you play for like 2 hours, you already hit that.
That's
yeah. What else happened during? Because it was just a bunch of little things that I was like, yo.
Well, the achievement system, a lot of the features just aren't there yet, and it doesn't feel finished. It doesn't feel ready, but yet they still pushed it out. And they should have just, like you guys said, they should have just said, hey, this is early access or out for something. No, they want to keep saying like, oh, it's launched. This is a full launch. And it just makes them look bad. It makes the product look bad. And it puts a bad stink on it. So when time comes where it officially does launch, people are going to be like, that shit was whack. What, is this a relaunch? They're not going to get it.
Yeah, but the thing is, they already did launch, so yeah, they would have to do like
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because they said, oh, well, that's the thing. They're saying this isn't officially launched. Because remember, still, even if you pre-ordered, it didn't guarantee that you were going to get one.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that did the pre-orders and all, I still didn't get it yet.
And I haven't seen anybody, like, I don't know anybody that bought this shit. I'm even talking about industry people. They're like, well, I'm not buying that shit. So,
well, generally, Google doesn't even have trust. I remember I talked to Rich about this. Like, he's like, I don't trust Google. I don't trust him either. You know, they're constantly data mining, so I don't know what they're going to look for while you're playing this thing.
Yeah, YouTube just recently got hit with a fine because they were data mining children.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other issues. We actually did talk about them the other day, I believe. The games are running at remember they promised 4K games are running at 720p, man.
Oh, that's right.
You know.
Because it's actually lower. No, than
yeah.
That.
But yeah, here's the thing. This is what I said before. I was like, if you stream 4K, I thought their bandwidth was going to be through the roof. I'm like, there's no way to compress that or anything. So now, it comes to light. They can't do 4K. They can't even come close.
Wow. And then one writer, Gene Park, I follow him on Twitter. He's a cool guy. He played, you know, because remember, you could play this on phones and shit. So he played the Google Pixel, right? Google is a Google product. He said it was horrendous. It had horrendous latency and was buggy.
You know, it's funny because, like, it's funny how people were so impressed that people were jumping from different platforms right on that stage.
That
right?
Was, yeah,
but I'm like, that was like a close. Why were you in? Why was anybody impressed by that BS?
Yeah.
Because, yes, it's a closed environment. Yes, it'll work on the fucking stage, but what happens when you get in your home?
Yeah. Periodic.
Everybody has different services, different connection speeds.
Yeah, it has periodic stuttering issues with massive resolution and frame drops. Damn. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. This whole thing's botched. And let's just address the elephant in the room, right? Who's behind this shit? Who's leading the pack, right? I'm going to give you a clue. It's a guy that was there for two other failed launches, the Xbox One and the PlayStation 3. Mr. Phil Harrison, man.
Yep. The man who magically fails upward. He went from Sony and that went up. He went to Atari. That went up. Then he went to Microsoft. And then after that, he ended up at Gaikai.
Yeah.
I mean, Gaikai's still around, kind of.
Yeah, just
that's just the PS Now, right?
Yep, that's who PS Now is.
Yeah, but all this shit that's going on right now, this is all shit we told you as soon as they debuted this thing. Like, again, mm-hmm. I said the idea behind Stadia is very impressive. Well, we all knew that shit was not going to work in real life. It's impossible, you know, at this moment in time. So, yeah, told you so. You know, get xCloud instead, man. It's fucking
big. Well, that was the thing, because right after that launch, and the next day we had Microsoft would talk about the xCloud, and I mean, if you're comparing those two over-the-air type services, xCloud blew it out the water.
Yeah, oh, easily, you know? All right, anything else you guys want to say about the Stadias?
You know? It's going to take time for them to really try to, because we haven't even seen real ads, like commercials, billboards, all that stuff. It's going to take time to see.
Well, I've seen a lot of commercials for it.
You see it? I never see anything for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I see commercials also.
Do you get ads on? Do you have ad blocker on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, that's why.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen them.
Well, actually, I have the premium, so I never get the ads anyway. But so that's where they're showing it, YouTube.
Well, excuse me.
I'm thinking like TV and stuff, you know, for the general pop.
Yeah. That's where I see it. Like, yeah.
I've seen more. I'm not making this up. And Brett, you were right about this. I was shocked when I saw this shit. I've seen more commercials for Death Stranding than I have for Stadia.
Oh,
and really? I never see video game commercials.
And those are just tweets from Jeff Keighley.
I had it on some random ass show. I'm like, hold on, what the fuck is that? Surprised the shit out of me, man.
It's that really nice looking CG one, right?
Yeah.
The one with running.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no surprise that I've seen a bunch of them when I was watching Walking Dead over on AMC. Of course. I wonder why.
Yeah.
They gotta support their boys.
Huh? By the way, that's actually a perfect segue right now, man. Let's talk about the Game Award nominees, man.
Oh,
man.
Holy shit!
Oh my god!
You got them all up there, man.
All four of them.
All four. Yeah, yeah, like only four games came out this year. You know. Go ahead.
No, you go through them.
No, because I still need to because the actual website doesn't do a very good job of listing them. You know.
Oh. Okay.
Now they put Resident Evil 2. For one of the awards, I saw
Game of the Year.
There you go. You know, I think that counts. A lot of people were pissed by that too because it's like, oh, well, it's an old game, but it was a remake. It was different.
It was different.
I think it counts.
I don't have an issue with that. I just the issue of the Game Awards is really more of the fact that they only really nominated a good, like essentially four games, and I doubt that only four games came out.
Yeah. All right, let's go down the list, man. So Game of the Year, let's just get right into it.
Real quick before you do.
Yeah.
How do they vote on the Game Awards?
Well, they have a committee there that, you know, of people that work in the industry.
The Hollywood Reporter, Variety, all these other weird newspaper outlets. There's only like three or four game outlets. All the rest are just non-game related websites and magazines. Let's see if I find a full list.
So these are the people that select the games, but like the actual like games that win, apparently that's the audience. They get to vote.
Go ahead, Brett.
I find it very interesting. So the audience is the one that gets to vote on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yet you're on their website having trouble seeing how they're being displayed.
What do you mean?
The way it's displayed is it's a pure graphical and done graphically. Like they don't just put a list. The way the site is set up is like, you know, like you see the like maybe four nominations or five nominations, and then you click on one, and then it, you know, then you move, you scroll down to the next one. That's how you do it. Why don't we do this since I have a red web browser open? Why don't we open up the actual page?
Do it. Glorious War says that 80 media sites from around the world vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we'll wait for Manny to open that up. Glorious War also says the audience vote count for 10. Oh, what? So he says the audience vote only counts for 10% of the vote.
That's it?
Wow.
10%?
Because that's the thing. When I'm looking at this list, it's all these sites, like you said, they're all over the world, but a lot of them aren't gaming related. They're just regular media outlets.
Hollywood, you know, the thing is, I'm pretty sure it's like sites that still do review games. Hollywood Reporter does it.
USA Today and things like that. It's like, all right, well, I'm sure there's a section, and I'm sure there's somebody that talks about it, but I guess maybe they're adding them just so they could have them cover the award show.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we'll make your opinion count. Go ahead, write in. Tell us you're on a committee. Tell us what you like.
Yeah, Manny, how you doing over there, man?
I'm doing okay. Let me just show you the picture.
A picture. Here. Just, yeah, as soon as you do, I'll put your screen up and we can see what's going on. All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, so Game of the Year. Oh, I'll just read it right off your screen. So Game of the Year nominees include Control, Death Stranding. Those two games you're going to see a lot of, by the way, tonight.
Yes.
Resident Evil 2. Can't see too well. I'm just going to read it from over here. Where the fuck am I? So, yeah, Control, Death Stranding, Super Smash Brothers, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro, and The Outer Worlds. So what do we think about that? I'm surprised Sekiro got in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised to say Sekiro's in there.
Actually, I'm surprised half of these are... Actually, four of these are Japanese games.
I mean, when you think of Game of the Year, right, you think, at least for me, I think of a game that's like, wow, this game is not just great, but this is the type of game that I could recommend to almost anybody. But like, yo, you got to play this. Got to play. So out of all these games, which one can you really recommend? Because Outer Worlds, it's a fun game.
Resident Evil 2.
There you go. Resident Evil 2 is probably the only one.
Yeah. But, that's not a game for everybody. But, I mean, I have a different metric. My thing is, like, because I was just like, what is my personal Game of the Year? I don't really care about, like,
Okay,
so
this is Call of Duty. So.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Game of the Year nominees. Again, you're going to see a pattern tonight, people. Best Game Direction, Control. The thing I have listed here is different. Okay, so action game now. We're going to action game. Apex Legends, Astral Chain, Brian's Game of the Year, Call of Duty, Devil May Cry 5, Gears 5. Hey, there's Gears 5.
Of course.
And Metro Exodus. All right, so what do we think about those?
For me, you know my views. I'm biased, so it's either going to be Call of Duty or Gears. Those are only two.
Yeah.
Let's settle down with that, man.
I told you I'm going to be biased. I said right off the bat, so at least I'm honest.
Yo, Manny, hit F11 on your shit so it takes away the tabs.
Okay.
I actually don't understand why Metro Exodus is in the action game category. Like,
it really shouldn't be.
Why is Apex Legends in there?
Yeah, that should be a battle royale, or isn't there a battle royale mode or section like a multiplayer or some shit?
There's an esports section.
You get it.
All right, so we did those.
While we're questioning it, is Call of Duty even an action game by definitions?
I mean, it is an action.
Okay, come on, no, it's a game.
You're running, you're jumping, you're hitting, you're shooting. That's action.
Yeah, it's a shooter. Come on.
I can do melee attacks. I can still do melee attacks. I can still jump off of things. I can get in vehicles.
I'm going to say this, right? Technically speaking, Call of Duty is an action game because it has action, but it's a fucking shooter, you know, and it belongs in the shooter, you know, category.
Is there a shooter category?
Yes, there is.
It's like saying Call of Duty is an RPG.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sorry. There should be, like, no fucking shooting games. There should be games with shooting in it, but an action game needs to have, like, you know, actual other shit going on than just shooting, you know?
Puzzles and stuff.
This is already showing you how stupid these awards are. Go ahead, Brett. I'm about to go off right now, bro.
Take it easy. Don't get hot. Family show.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brett.
It's cool. These definitions are not new definitions. They're old definitions. Action games used to be platforming, running. You know, the main idea was not shooting. They weren't shooter games. They weren't quite... focused on quite hack and slash, but they're, you know, running around and blowing stuff up and, you know, it's, we all know what type of game it is. And that type of game is not Call of Duty. If you go by the metric that it has action in it, then almost any video game other than the narrative game
is Call of Duty. So let me base off of the story, because the story is an action adventure.
Yeah, it is, but no, listen, I'm sorry, the only two action games in here are Astral Chain and Devil May Cry 5. Those are the only two.
Yes, thank you.
I agree.
Those are melee, though.
That's action. That's definition of action.
That's a melee combat game.
Yeah, an action game, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Action can apply to anything.
It could. Yeah, remember, action game within the context of a video game industry means a very specific thing. You know, we're talking about Devil May Cry. We're talking about Bayonetta.
It's shorthand for action adventure.
There actually is an action adventure category, which is coming up next. Manny, scroll up, please.
Yep.
All right, so for action adventure, we have Borderlands 3. That's a shooter. Control, yeah. Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, Link's Awakening, and Sekiro.
Sekiro.
What do we think?
I was Death Stranding in action adventure. Like,
I'll go with Borderlands.
This is what I meant by the action adventure genre is just like the worst thing, because it's just like anything that doesn't seem to fit in anything else, just dump it in action adventure.
The thing is, action adventure used to mean something. Action adventure meant it had equal parts combat, platforming, and puzzles, and it was all centered around a story. Now it just means whatever the fuck it means. It's been diluted, man.
Just means a third person game that's not really
that's what it is.
Borderlands isn't even third person.
It's not even third person.
No, it's first person.
That's a freaking RPG. Like, a shooting RPG. Like, that's the thing. Like,
you don't really gear up like it. Well, I don't know.
Brett, when Adam was saying calm down, he wasn't talking. He was talking to me. I'm about to lose my fucking shit right now, man. These people are like, oh my God. All right, anyway. Next. Let's go next. Art direction. Okay, I can't get mad over this one, I guess.
And it's presented by Samsung.
Yeah, God. All right. So, once again, we got Control, Death Stranding, Grizz. What the fuck is that? Sayonara, Wild Hearts, Sekiro, and Link's Awakening. All right, art direction. That those games have an art style. I don't know about Death Stranding. That shit don't got no art style. It's just realistic looking. Let's just be honest. Go ahead.
Can I just ask why My Neighbor Pedro was not in the action game genre?
Because they're hating on it. They put it in a special category. I only saw it mentioned it once.
That's a good game,
man. All right, next.
Audio design.
Call of Duty.
Now, that's amazing audio. You have to go based off of the sound throughout everything in that.
I mean, Call of Duty's always had good sound design.
Put your headset up, put my Astros on. I'm immersed.
Control, Death Stranding, Gears 5, Resident Evil 2, and Sekiro. If I were to pick, I would.
Again, we've already had how many categories have had Death Stranding in it?
All of
17.
Them. And Control. Control and Death Stranding are one in the same.
Control and Death Stranding are literally head for head.
Which is funny because then when we saw the sales numbers, Control doesn't even reach the top 10.
Yeah, but it's not about sales, you know?
No, I know. I'm just saying. That's like, here it is. It's a great game. This reminds me of when you hear these movies that nobody sees, you know, but all the critics love it.
Right, next.
Well, I mean, even for Control really didn't have an amazing critical acclaim. It just did okay.
Yeah, you know? But it did have really good sound design, though. I'll give them that. Mm-hmm. All right, community support. What the fuck does that even mean?
It's
recognizing the game for outstanding community support, transparency, and responsiveness. All right, so
what the fuck? Would any of these, except Final Fantasy, had anything like that? Maybe Fortnite.
I don't know. Okay, anyway, the nominees are Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14. Okay, Fortnite and what the fuck is that? Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know. Whatever.
This community support category has not even exist. I don't think it is, has existed until
Rainbow Six Siege? That came out years ago.
Yeah. Why is it on? Final Fantasy 14 came out years ago, too.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 14 is crazy old.
Yeah. Is that what this is? Is this maybe games that have longevity? Is that what they're trying to say? Like longevity, best longevity? Is Grand Theft Auto on that list?
No, it's
basically,
not.
It's who's online. Divisioning their game the best.
Wait, Brett, say that again. You cut off. Say that again. Who's doing what now?
Who's divisioning their game the best? Who's doing the best? Ubisoft, and it's not
okay. Divisioning. I got you. All right, scroll up, man. Let's go. Next, we have content creator of the year. I don't know any of these guys, man.
You know what I chose? You know who I chose? I might be biased, but I chose the guy with the Hispanic name.
That's what I did too.
I said David Martinez. All right, we're good.
Yeah. I did the same thing too. I'm like, I'll just pick the Hispanic.
I know Dave Martinez. I know a few of them.
Anyway, so I'll name them, you know, because I'm pretty sure our fans know these guys. Courage, Dr. Lupo, Ewok, Greg. Can't even pronounce that shit. And Shroud. I don't know.
Well, we know Shroud.
I don't know who that is.
It's a first-person shooter, man. Call of Duty. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. I sent you videos, remember? We talked about this.
He only
he's the one that switched over to Mixer.
Oh, nearly. Yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember the YouTube, I mean, Twitch stream.
How come Ninja's not on here?
I was about to say, where's Ninja, you know?
Oh! He can only get nominated once?
Maybe.
Shit, he hosted last year, remember? He was like a co-host for some segments. So maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's doing more hostings.
Too many multiplayer game awards, says Glorious Warrior. All right, next. Esports coach. I'm not reading any of these fucking names. I don't know these people.
Yeah, a bunch of esports coaches. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there know who these guys are.
No hate to these guys, obviously, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Next.
There's another esports one.
Skip all this shit. I don't care about esports. Get rid of all this.
Esports.
Don't care. Get rid of all this shit.
There's another one, the host. Where, by the way, esports host. Where's Malik,
Malik Forte, man?
Yeah. Hold on. Before you skip over these, read to them how many fucking esports categories there are in.
Yes. Oh yeah, you know what, man? We're gonna
so far.
We're still going. Okay, here we go. One, two.
No. Read them off. Oh, let's give them a taste. Yeah, the listeners.
Good idea. Okay, so we got esports coach, esports event, esports game of the year, esports host, esports player, esports team. And there you go. How many did I name?
Six.
I feel like they did this last year too. Because remember, they said there was a bunch of awards that were not on TV, and they would always people would come out and say, "Oh, and so and so team won this, and that was it." And then they had that guy come out that was all dressed up in like a furry outfit.
Whatever, man. Anyway, so now we're moving on to the family game category, and they're all Nintendo games, I believe. Luigi's Mansion.
Call of Duty's a family game. I don't understand.
Ring Fit Adventure, Super Mario Maker 2.
This is the Nintendo category.
Literally, it's all Nintendo games. It's because you know, there's no family games that are made for any other console. Apparently,
yeah, pretty much. It's Super Smash Brothers and Yoshi. Next, all right, fighting game. We got Dead or Alive 6. I didn't realize they came out with another Dead or Alive this year. Okay,
there's
I'm sorry.
Dead or Alive.
No, I'm stopping the show right now because I need to go the fuck off. Why is that trash ass Jump Force one of easily the shittiest fighting game of the year in here? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Hey, people voted. That's what I'm saying. Those outlets that the people don't give a shit.
People are fucking stupid. Jump Force is trash. Even the fans said it was trash.
Wait, didn't Smash come out last year?
Yeah, it made the cutoff point. But it made the cutoff.
That's right.
Yeah, anyway, okay. We Mortal Kombat 11, Samurai Showdown, and Super Smash Brothers. Get Jump Force out of that shit. Right?
Thanks.
Fuck out of here. Next. All right, fresh indie game. Presented to you by Subway.
Presented to you by Subway.
What the fuck am I looking at here? ZA Nomada.
Yeah, we're not kidding with the Subway thing. That sounds like a really nice burn, but it is actually presented by Subway.
it's right. Does that mean with their award they get a Subway sandwich or a free ticket?
I hope not.
Don't worry, when Kojima wins his award, he's coming out with a Monster Energy drink jacket. You know?
How come the game of the year was sponsored by Monster Energy drink?
Right.
Or Doritos.
I mean, it was.
So I guess this is the name of the studios, right? Nomada Studio, Dead Toast Entertainment, Mobius Digital, Mega Crit, and House. Again, no shade on any of these, but yeah, presented.
No,
you by
I
Subway.
Mean that.
Hold on.
The entitled Goose Game. Go ahead, Brett. was a big deal.
You didn't name the.
I can't look at the. They don't have the titles here.
Okay. Yeah, they do. ZA for Disco Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Nomadia for Gris. Dead Toast Entertainment was My Friend Pedro.
Yeah.
Mobius Digital made Outer Worlds. Mega Crit.
Outer Wilds.
Outer Wilds.
Outer Wilds.
Oh, I can't read this shit. It's too, font is too small.
Mega Crit made Slay for the Spire, and House made Untitled Goose Game.
Okay, thank you, Brett,
Disco,
for that.
Disco Elysium. For Gris, My Friend Pedro, for Outer Wilds, for Slay the Spire, and for Untitled Goose Game.
Nice.
Nobody
knows who these people are.
Yep. All right, next. Game direction. Here we go again. Control.
Yeah, it's literally the same few games from the friggin' best, the game of the year thing.
Yeah, Control, Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro, and Outer Wilds. This is a fucking award show. So stupid. Get out of here. Next. Okay, Brett's favorite category, man. Games for Impact.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, what the hell? Brett, can you read these? Because I can't look at the font.
Yeah, I mean,
if you press shift and you scroll up, or shift and up on the, on your
No. I'll watch as much of the sarcasm from my voice as I can before I do this. Games for Impact. For a thought-provoking game with pro-social meaning or message. Concrete Genie. Gris. Kind Words. Life is Strange 2. And Sea of Solitude.
There you go. Out of new. Yeah. By the way, Concrete Genie is actually a fun game. Next, independent game, Baba Is You, Disco Elysium, Katana Zero, Outer Wilds, and Untitled Goose Game. All right.
I didn't play any of them.
I don't play those fucking, oh, here we go, Adam, the illest fucking category of all time. Ooh. Mobile game. Shit. Oh, Adam, your favorite, Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty's on that list.
Call of Duty, yeah.
I played that, it actually worked.
Yeah, so we got that, Grindstone, Sayonara. Sky, Children of the Light, and What the Golf.
What the Golf.
All right, whatever. Oh, here we go. Multiplayer game. We got Apex Legends, Borderlands 3, Call of Duty, Tetris 99, and The Division 2.
I chose Tetris 99, but...
I'll go Call of Duty. Give it to Call of Duty.
Which award is this one?
This multiplayer.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Even with the Borderlands doesn't even have the multiplayer that it used to. Yeah. Isn't it only like two players now?
Probably. All right, we got narrative.
It used to be four. Yeah,
we're seeing more repeats here. Oh, nice, that's different. A Plague Tale. Okay. Control, Death Stranding, Disco Elysium, and The Outer Worlds.
Mm.
All right.
Surprised the Outer Worlds was nominated more.
It should have been. Ongoing game. What the fuck does that say?
Yeah, it's ongoing game, but the other one was...
Yeah, let me read it. Award to a game for outstanding development of ongoing content that evolves the play experience over time. All right. Games as a service, I guess?
Yes.
All right, so we got Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Rainbow Six Siege.
Wait, Final Fantasy 14 came out this year?
I guess it did.
No, it's not for ones that come out this year. I feel like this category is made for
games.
Yeah, this category is made for games that shit the bed on release, but then made up for themselves. Like they're making this a category because there's so many games that have pretty much done that, like No Man's Sky or Division. So now they'll have a category for games that used to be trash but aren't trash anymore.
Yeah, GZDR says there's no Sea of Thieves in here. They improved that game too.
They really did.
No Man's Sky either. They improved that too. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Performances. These are actors. So we got
actors. I guess?
Oh, go ahead.
Norman Reedus is going to be one of them?
Yes, he is.
There's at least two.
There's two of them. Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen for Death Stranding. Courtney Hope and Matthew Foretta. Or I can't read it too well. For Control. I mean, for Control. And Ashley Birch. What game is that for, Manny?
Outer Worlds.
Outer Worlds, and then what about Laura Bailey? What's she in?
Laura Bailey in is as
Kate Diaz from Gears 5.
Gotcha. Okay. Ashley Birch is Parvati, I believe.
She is, and she did a great fucking job. I do got to say,
Ashley Birch is Courtney, good. Yeah, go ahead.
Courtney Hope from Control, like Jesse was a terrible character. Like, did anybody else who played Control agree, like this protagonist fucking sucks?
She doesn't have a personality.
She's got the fucking personality from the chick from Twilight.
Oh god.
I wouldn't go that far, but I agree.
I gotta say I gotta go with Ashley Birch. Pavarti, she did a damn good job.
She really was a good character. She made
not only me, but everybody else I know, and Tony included, care about helping to form an intergalactic space lesbian asexual relationship.
No, man. But Brett, I did like the doctor guy from Control, the guy in the videos. That guy was fun.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
I like that guy.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. I pick him.
Yeah. All right, next. Role-playing game, RPG, No Trails of Cold Steel 3 anywhere in here, people.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, right? Disco Elysium, Final Fantasy IV. Come on, man. Final Fantasy XIV, Kingdom Hearts 3, Monster Hunter World, yeah, Iceborne, baby, and the Outer Worlds.
Wait.
Yeah, what's up?
I see. Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Yeah. I call shenanigans. Or what's that shit called?
Yeah, shenanigans. Yeah,
that works.
Yeah. Monster Hunter, but I love Monster Hunter to death. Don't get me wrong. A role-playing game?
Yeah.
Really?
You know,
I'm just happy to see it nominated, but I agree. Yeah, that's true.
It does have RPG elements, but to put it in a category as a role-playing game against other role-playing games is just an insult.
And wait, isn't Final Fantasy XIV an MMO,
yes,
technically?
Yeah.
So why is it in here?
By the way, Monster Hunter, even though it's not 100% it fits better in action, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know? If it's better in action than Call of Duty.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
Let's also add that Final Fantasy XIV is an old game that is somehow being nominated in 2019.
That's insane. I'll bring this up again when we finish this, but this goes to show you what a weak fucking year this was, man. Anyway, go on. Next. Score and music. We got Cadence of Hyrule, Death Stranding, Devil May Cry 5, Kingdom Hearts 3, and Sayonara. All right. Oh, here we go. My favorite category of all time. Adam, you weren't here when I was raging about this fucking category. Sports / racing. They should be two fucking categories.
What?
Oh, my God.
Why is FIFA in this shit?
Because it's a sports game.
Sports. Okay.
But I'm like, separate them. So anyway, the nominees are Crash Team Racing, Dirt Rally 2. What was that? What the fuck is that? Evo? What the fuck is that? Pez. It's Pez.
Yeah,
Pez, FIFA, and F1. This category's stupid. What a mess. You got fucking racing games and two sports games. This is stupid.
That's why we're going to vote for Crash Bandicoot.
There you go.
Man, might as well.
Stupid. All right, here we go. Strategy game. I didn't see this one before. So we got Age of Wonder, Planetfall. What the fuck? I can't even read that shit. Anno 1800? All right. Never even heard of that. Fire Emblem, Three Houses. Total War, Three Kingdoms. Tropico 6. And War Groove. All right.
Got a War Groove.
I haven't played any of these.
Ah, yeah.
Fire Emblem got a lot of hype.
Yeah, I did.
You know, Switch gang.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and VR / AR. I think this is the last category. Mm-hmm. VR / AR game. So we have.
Oh, there you go, Brett.
Yeah. Asgard's Wrath, Blood and Truth, Beat Saber, No Man's Sky.
Why is No Man's Sky nominated?
Because it's in VR, man. And
it just got a VR release.
It just got a VR release.
Troyer Saves the Universe.
I'm surprised Fallout got a VR release and Doom.
Man, fuck, oh God. Stupid.
All right, is that the Rick and Morty game, by the way, Brett?
Yes, it is. It's hilarious.
Mm. All right, I'll vote for that one.
All right.
All right.
Every year we have to go through this shit with these stupid categories, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so mad I can't even talk, man.
Man. Not only is it lackluster, they're throwing in things in categories where they shouldn't. They're mixing and matching categories. Man.
Like, yo, get me in that bitch, man. I'll fix this shit, you know?
Yeah, man.
Come on. And you saw the action category. What a travesty.
I swear there were more game releases this year, and it just seems like what they narrowed it down to is like the popular vote.
It always is like that. So always a popularity contest, man.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid. All right, any other thoughts on this? I'm too heated to go on, man. It is bad every year. What happened?
It's just extra bad this
year. Yeah, this year's
horrible. Oh, by the way, that's another game I fucking missed. Luigi's Mansion 3.
You gotta cop it, man.
I did.
Nice.
Yo, man.
Alright, we're moving on. I don't want to talk about this shit anymore.
It's depressing you, man.
Alright, Brett, here's some good news, man. Bad. Yeah, it's all horrible. Half-Life Alyx, man.
Oh.
It's a VR Half-Life game. We're getting a new Half-Life game, people.
That's amazing.
Wait, what? Huh?
Oh, Brett didn't hear about this.
Wait, Brett,
we need to slow that down for you, Brett.
Okay, let's slow it down.
Yeah, because I
thought you just said we're getting another Half-Life game?
You heard correct.
Yeah. Technically speaking, it is. In the Half-Life universe.
Yeah. This has to be some knockoff, rip-off game, right?
No, it's Valve.
Made by Valve.
An official 15-hour game.
Games?
Valve is making a game. Valve is making a game, man.
The one developer they kept on board finally finished something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read this. This is from The Verge. Half-Life is back. After more than a decade, Valve is returning to the iconic sci-fi universe with a brand new VR game called Half-Life Alyx. The new experience takes place before the events of Half-Life 2, and it marks not only the long-awaited continuation of the story, but also the developer's first full-fledged VR title to date. It'll be out in March 2020, and Valve says the game will be compatible with all PC-based VR headsets. In the meantime, you can keep up with whatever. Okay, so yeah, it's a new Half-Life. New Half-Life. And it's VR, man.
Oh,
so. Looks like I'm buying it.
Are you gonna get
the new?
You need the special VR. You can't use your VR.
Are you gonna get the Valve VR system?
I'll figure something out.
Damn.
According to the thing, it says Oculus on there too.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like,
yep, all of them.
Like, you gotta vote with your wallet. I need them to know. They need to make more Half-Life. And I fully support VR games, but like fucking Half-Life, like just give them money so they make more Half-Life. Here they'll start making, you know, the end of trilogies.
Half-Life.
Oh, I need a Portal 3 in my life.
Oh man, you and me both. Oh, but it's hard to like even say, is this just gonna be like a gimmick game where they're just like, you know. Well, let's just get something that'll get the VR, you know, screwing around. But like, let's not put all our resources like a Mass Effect Andromeda kind of thing.
You know, it's a little late in the game to be dipping your toes in the water like that. Like, I kind of feel like Valve is, or you know, Steam, Valve, whatever, has been pretty big on the idea of VR.
Yeah,
and I think this is probably their way of actually pushing it. I mean, if you look at it like, well, what could we, you know, we're ready to move into VR. What could we use to really, you know, push this idea as a platform? What is the thing people want the most? Something Half-Life? All right, we'll make something Half-Life.
Brett, you're going to like this. Glorious War says this is a full 15-hour game.
What?
This is not some bullshit demo. This is the real deal, man.
That's what I said, 15?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. All right. Woo, I need to fan myself. If this is real, then this is, oh boy.
Brett's having the vapors right now, man.
Oh, I'm getting all verklempt over here.
Yeah.
Ooh, got warm in here.
Man.
15-hour game? What?
Yeah. Skill, man.
Excuse me? That's right,
playing,
man.
Playing 15 hours with a VR headset? Oh my god, your eyes are going to be bleeding.
Yeah. You know, they're getting pretty good, actually. I've heard Oculus is fucking rocking it.
Oh, nice. That new one works without any sort of stuff on it.
Yeah, we're getting there. I'm really interested to see. You know, Sony's going to be releasing a new VR headset with the PlayStation 5, and dollars to donuts are just going to copy the shit out of Oculus.
Yeah, they probably will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any other thoughts on this?
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah, right. Yes!
Or we apparently are in an alternate universe where hell has actually frozen over.
Yeah, right? Yeah, March 2020, man, it's coming.
Notice it's not a 3, though.
No, it's not.
No. It's still
No. Valve
can't count to 3, remember. This is a scientific fact.
Well, I'd be disappointed if it were a 3. Like, it from the statement, it sounded like they're kind of trying to drum up interest again. Which means that, like, if you were coming out with a 3... You wouldn't just come out with a 3. You'd, especially after this long, because you have a whole generation of gamers who don't know what the fuck Half-Life is.
Yeah, that's
so cool. Like, you come out with, you know, a little thing, and you watch all the old heads go, ooh, and all the young guys go like, what the fuck is everybody, what the fuck are all the old guys getting excited about? Screaming out Half-Life, give them a chance to figure it out, you know, really get the buzz going. Like, if I were going to release a Half-Life 3, and I'm not... I know we've been down this road. I know we've been at it so many times. But if they were going to release a Half-Life 3, this would be the step to take.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that this is like the
cliffhanger. Whoa, they know people.
Wait, Brian, go ahead, bro.
No. I think that this is actually the Valve table tennis, if you know what I mean. Come on, it makes sense, right?
Yeah,
like
tech you demo, just like right? Test it out. Yeah. That's a good theory.
Like, tease them a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Test the waters, see who likes it.
Is it also do you think they're using their old engine in there too?
No, oh, no, I hope not. It better not be. You know?
That shit was a decade ago. Yeah, it's old.
Come on. I mean, like, what do you think that they just kind of maybe have just like just redid it a little bit?
I bet you at the end of the game, you go to a room, you get a gun, and next you know, turn the portal.
Oh, God.
That would be crazy.
I could see Portal VR, that's the future. That's what we really want to see.
I mean, the thing is that they were talking about putting it in the, what's that thing? The third Half-Life was supposed to go to an Aperture Science vessel. That was where it was supposed to go.
Yeah, that's right. The Borealis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's move
Aperture
on.
Aperture Science. I can see Valve pushing VR. The one thing I do have to say is, even as a VR enthusiast, fucking Portal in VR, I'm going to trip over my coffee table and throw up, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, but
it's going to happen.
Going to be
something's going to happen at the end of this. I don't know why. I feel something's going to happen at the end of it.
Could anybody here play Portal in VR?
Oh, shit.
Without throwing up?
Oh, I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm more than willing to try, but
I know if Portal was difficult enough to play in normal thing, just by twisting all the twisting around of all the environments.
Yeah.
Going through those portals.
Yep, up just became down. Get used to it.
Oh, man. All right. This one's funny. I had to throw this in just for laughs. So you guys, I don't know if you remember, but there was some issues. I don't know, what do you remember? We talked about it. There was a bunch of issues with Pokemon Sword and Shield. Basically that it was just like an uprisen type of game, like a 3DS game, you know?
Yeah,
uplifted. That's the word I'm looking for.
Puddlegate, fake news.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So, and a lot of Nintendo guys, you know, or, you know, fanboys were saying, yo, we're gonna boycott this shit. We ain't buying this motherfucker.
That worked excellently.
So, Pokemon, remember, we're having a boycott, we're having all these issues, right? Pokemon Sword and Shield has broken records for Nintendo, selling 6 million copies in its first weekend.
Yeah.
Weekend.
Three days.
Yeah.
Three days.
Yo, what happened?
Let me put this in perspective. Pokemon Sword topped the sales charts, right? Not all of Pokemon. Pokemon Sword by itself. Holy fuck.
Yo, where the boycott egg, fellas? What's Uh-oh. Up?
Oh, I bought the game.
Wrong region.
I'm just saying, you know? Because it's like, okay, maybe you had a couple of guys that were very adamant, but there were 6 million motherfuckers that didn't care. You know, yeah. They wanted Pokemon on Switch. You know?
Also, I think some of that hate was fake news. I never saw any of those pop-in graphics issues. The issues they listed, like some of them were legit, like, okay, no global trading station.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. But like all the graphical stuff, I didn't see that.
No, I didn't. I only saw one anime. Like it was just like kind of stiff animation or something. But you're right. Like the buggy stuff, I didn't see that either. You know, maybe it was fake news. You know, it's funny, man. But yeah, the game blew up. And by the way, who told you it was gonna blow up? We did on this fucking show.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
You know.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Minnie.
No, I wasn't going to say anything that important. I was just going to add to whatever Tony's saying. Go ahead.
Oh, it's just okay. No, gentlemen, off is over. I got to say, okay, so really, like, let's put this into perspective here, because the power of selling 6 million copies is huge. But look at I just got to say, look at fucking how far Nintendo has come. Like, they have a bigger user base than Microsoft at this point, and they have the fan fervor to be able to release a game that sells 6 million copies in its first 3 days.
Yeah, it's incredible. Two of the same game, pretty much, right?
Yeah, no, it's incredible how Nintendo, you know, we've talked about this before, the rebound that Nintendo did, because they, you know, they were coming off the Wii U, you know, the company pretty much like it was done. Several of us on this podcast said as much, you know, and look at them now, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, but we sit here and make predictions off of like, oh, this is like Spider-Man or God of War, like the biggest budget, most polished, biggest games from the biggest in-house game studios. And our predictions come in like, I don't know, man, like 5 million in the first month, 6 million in the first month. This thing blasted through those numbers with, I mean, not even a quarter of the user base that Sony has. I mean, the attach rate on this thing is insane.
I mean, the thing about it is that everybody who's, most of the people that own a Switch are actually buying the games, unlike, you know, most of the other consoles that are out there.
Yeah.
And not to mention also all the kids that also, they're also getting these
children too.
The one thing about, you know, people like to push, you know, like to put down family entertainment. But family entertainment in general is probably the biggest thing out there. If you can make your property run for everybody, from older, you know, people that are our age and our demographic, all the way down to 10-year-olds and to 7-year-olds, you have a wider range.
No, you absolutely do. And like as proof of this, like when I was picking up, I picked up a copy for Morgan for his birthday. And as I was in there, there was a kid buying what appeared to be the last Switch and a copy of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there, so I was like, oh, I need the Pokemon. Oh, no, this is when I bought mine. Because I went in and I was like, hey, I need the Pokemon. The guy came over. There were people already at the glass. He grabs it, then grabs like the lastest out of the case. And I was like, oh shit, I wonder if they have more in the back. Then when I went back the next day to pick up Morgan's because he had said he wanted it, they weren't even bothering to put them in the case. They just had boxes of them behind the counter, and they were just selling them out of cardboard boxes. It was fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Like I wonder how many Switches this just sold. Because, you know, there were people sitting on the fence waiting for this game specifically. Yeah. Like, this was the thing that was finally going to make them buy a Switch. Like, I'll wait for Pokemon.
Did they do a bundle with the Slim?
No, God, no. And they won't. Nintendo don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Well, you want the full game? Buy it twice, asshole.
And people will do it happily, man.
Oh, by the way, they do have the Pokemon Sword and Shield bundle. It's like, you want both of them?
And it's the same price as buying both games.
Yes, that's
right. Yeah, pretty much.
It's not even a real bundle.
Yeah. All right, we need to do a little bit of math here. So this is from Halloween, basically. This year, Halloween. So at that point, the Switch had sold 41.6 million copies. Let's round it up to 42 million. So we have 42 million Switches out there. 6 million games sold. What percent of 42 is 6? Math. Somebody do math.
Wait, what did you say?
Okay.
It's 1/7. It's like, what, 16%?
Shit.
What percent? What,
yeah, so basically, I'm going to keep it simple. So out of 42 million people that own a Switch, 6 million of them bought Pokemons. Understand? I want to know what that percentage 14%. Was. 14%. Yeah. Oh, 14?
In the first 3 days. These are the people that all bought it. These are the people that bought it in the first 3 days.
I'm very tempted to make a bold prediction right now.
It's going to pass 10 million. It's going
to
pass 10
no,
million.
No, I know, Brett, I'm taking it to the next level, man.
Oh.
15.
No. I'm not going with numbers specifically, but Adam's going to get mad at me.
Oh, shit.
I think the shit's going to outsell Call of Duty this year, man.
I don't think so.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
Adam,
want to do a bet, bro?
If I rule the world, guns, baby, guns.
What's up, man? I'm pulling a Carlos, man. Let's do a bet, man.
Oh, dude, you want to bet me?
No, I'm betting Adam.
I think worldwide,
I just can't see it beating.
If Adam gets cold feet, I'll take that bet.
Or worse. Listen, I'm probably gonna lose this, but I kind of feel confident because Nintendo fans are crazy. You know,
they are. Trust me.
Fuck all nah, but we gotta set a cutoff date. When this is extending to?
End of the year. Let him buy for Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's gonna make the bet more dangerous because I was gonna play it safe. I'm like, by the time.
Oh no, bro, that's good on your side. You know how many motherfuckers?
No.
Pokemon
no.
for Christmas.
Let's go, Carlos. By the end of the year, man, let's do this bet.
All right, end of the year, Call of Duty and Pokemon, both right. Sword and Shield.
So, what are we putting on the line?
We always do a video game, but let's step it up.
Oh shit!
Next gen console.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Yo,
we got to buy our own first, yo.
Yeah, no, chill. I got one, Carlos, man. This would be perfect. I'll buy you a bottle of your favorite drink, man.
A bottle of my favorite drink?
Yeah. How does that sound?
Monster Energy drink. Death Stranding.
No, it's got to be alcoholic. That's my only stipulation.
We already got like a whole bunch of Jack here.
Oh, fuck. Okay, oh, so maybe.
He's yeah. like he's filled up with Jack.
Well, okay. How about this? How about no, I got it.
Be a poetic justice
no,
here.
No, I got it. This is perfect.
Oh.
Okay, next time I go to New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loser pays for beers.
Oh.
All round.
The whole night.
All round?
Yes, the whole night.
Bet.
That sounds good.
We're doing this the whole night, you know?
Excuse me?
Oh, well, shit. Guess, yo, this guess, is going to get interesting, man.
I guess I better come to town. What the fuck? I guess I better come to town and film the shit.
I mean, we need a moderator, Manny.
Yeah. All right, Manny, you show up. All right, yeah.
The whole I'll show
yeah.
up.
Yeah, the loser buys rounds the whole night. And Carlos, you know how we drink, bro.
Oh, yeah, I know. Don't think I know the fucking. This shit costs more than a video game.
That's, yo. Wait, when is this happening?
Okay, by the I don't know when Carlos is going to come here, but the bet, you know, by the end of the year, December 31st, you know, right? December, are we going to go with that or are we going to go with January 1st? Which one?
December
31st. December 31st. The bet is, for you guys who are just tuning in, I'm betting that Pokemon is going to outsell Call of Duty by the end of the year. And the loser, right. Yeah, and I'm assuming you're going to come back to New York soon. So, yeah, man.
Okay, well, let's put this in context. Can somebody tell me what the sales were in all of last year for the last Call of Duty?
Oh, let's check that out.
You mean
Call of Duty's usually sell in
the game? Yeah, you can't count that one because that one was.
You know what? I'm going to, Adam.
That one didn't have a campaign. There's a large majority of people that are buying this one just for the campaign. It already outsold that one.
Hey, Adam, do me a favor. Say one bad thing about Call of Duty.
I thought you were gonna say, yo, Adam, do me a favor, shut your ass.
Okay. So,
No, I wanna hear you say something bad about Call of Duty.
It's not perfect. It's got a bunch of issues. But, I can't think of any, but I'm sure it does.
Damn, yo. The Kool-Aid.
I drink a lot of it, man. It just makes me happy. It's like my Mario, man. That's it. It's like some people like to jump and bump their heads on shit, and I like to run around and shoot. And
yeah, all right. Yeah, that bet is on, people. It's recorded for posterity, man.
So yeah, I'll be there next year.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna go down, man. It's gonna be crazy. I know you got that itch. You want to come back to New York, man.
I want to compare the pizza again. I just want to see, you know, maybe there was something in the air. Maybe it was too much of that, you know, that good kush over there in San Francisco.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got your fucked man. Up. You know, make the pizza taste better, you know?
That's yeah, maybe right.
You mean getting that contact high from 90% of the people in San Francisco?
Yeah, that second hand smoke is strong, man.
Dude, Carlos is just sitting there in his hotel room and be like, this is the best pizza I've ever eaten. Like, yeah. Dude, that's a paper plate.
Oh, man. All right, moving on here. Speaking of my streaming services, Amazon is not going to do a cloud gaming service.
Oh, haven't God. They been trying to do that for years now?
They started a gaming division and they shut it down.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
They also bought Double Fine. Oh, not Double Fine. What's the guy, the original guys who worked on Killer Instinct?
Oh,
they bought that studio. Not Iron Galaxy, the guys before them.
Oh.
Double Helix.
Yeah.
So the reason I bring this up is like, how many of these gaming cloud services do we need, man? It's like we're already like three of them coming, you know?
Yeah, and they're all like third party. Like they don't really develop their own games. Like Google, what is Google stated? Okay.
They don't all want to exist. We only need one, and these people realize we only. It's like Netflix was first in the game, and so it cemented itself. And they're all trying to be that first person to. And it's kind of funny because you see a bunch of companies trying to jam themselves into an industry that hasn't developed yet because they want to be the first one there, but there's not the infrastructure to be able to handle that industry. Like, we don't have good enough internet connection. We have internet caps. Streaming gaming is not going to be a thing, but it's one of those, it's going to become a thing, so everybody's vying to become that person.
Well, it's
really weird to see giant companies you know, basically playing musical chairs on a seat that nobody wants to sit in for the next 10 years.
It's not only that, but it's, you know, Netflix has its own original content that, you know, it's trying to distinguish themselves from Disney Plus and Amazon Prime. You know, Amazon Prime has, you know, a lot of new anime, Handmaid's Tale, I think. You know, and Disney Plus has The Mandalorian and like all those Marvel shows that they're going
to
come
up. Yeah, dude, Netflix is, I got to hand it to them. They're trying hard. I think they brought back Blade of the Samurai.
But yeah, like it's like they're coming up with a new content that distinguishes them from other companies. But, you know, what is Amazon going to develop? Do they have game, like a lot of game studios that are going to release like their own exclusive titles?
I'll tell you what they have. They already have you on Prime.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But are they going to raise the price of Prime?
Yeah. By the way, here's something interesting about this, and this could relate to us. There's going to be supposedly Twitch integration with this thing right here, Twitch, where we are right now.
Dude, if anybody can do it, Amazon can do it, because they already got you into pocket for Prime.
Yeah, no, I agree.
How many people would really watch Amazon Prime if they didn't use it for delivery services already?
Well, I mean, the thing is that included with the Amazon Prime is their Amazon like service. So,
by the way, I got a story for you guys. This happened twice too, because I've been on Amazon Prime forever, right? 2 years in a row, I got a physical, real letter from Amazon, practically begging me to watch that shit. Because I never watch it. I was like, hold on, they're sending me an actual letter. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, what do they want you to watch?
They wanted me to watch their streaming shit because I never watch
it. Oh, yeah. Well, they can tell if you're not watching. You know what? They're not the only ones. PlayStation sends out these messages. I got an email because I get a lot of emails. And they were like, oh, we noticed that you haven't downloaded your free PlayStation Plus games.
Interesting.
And I'm like, because I already have them. They're not that smart, or else they would know that I had them already.
Adam's replying to the automated shit.
Exactly. I wonder why they don't reply.
Oh, man. Yeah, imagine if they did reply. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Said, oh,
so yeah, like, man.
You should be like, fool, don't you see on my account that I already have these games? Download it. Give me a discount.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They should give me another option. But like, yo, you know what? You already have these. Pick from one of these other three that you don't have.
Wouldn't it be cool? Like, okay, if you already own a game that's already digital, right? And they give you it to you on PlayStation Plus. And you know how PlayStation Plus, they always give you all the DLC a lot of times? Like, you know, like with Control, they give you everything. So why don't we do that shit? Like, let's say you own Spider-Man, right? They're like, oh, well, you own Spider-Man already. Here's all the DLC.
Yep.
So anyway, let's do a count. So we're going to have, you know, Amazon streaming thing. We're going to have Google Stadia, xCloud, and then PlayStation Now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we already have PlayStation Now.
But, you know, but I'm saying they're all going to be competing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't there another one? On Live, is that shit still going on?
No, On Live is gone, man. That was the original. That was the
it's offline.
That started this shit.
It was offline now, yeah. Patient Zero.
Man. Shit, that was on. Yeah, remember that was on TVs and shit when it came, when widgets started coming up, when they were still calling them widgets.
It's crazy.
Apps.
Yeah.
All right, man. And the last thing, I threw this in here for fun, right? Because IGN was one of the sites out there that gave Death Stranding one of the lowest reviews, right? Even though 6.8 is not that fucking low, let's just be honest. You know? But now they put out an editorial where they're like, hey, you know, we beat the game. It's pretty good.
You gotta, remember, I told you, you got to put the little asterisk because they said they didn't do the review. It was IGN Australia did the review for that site. So no one from the U.S. office, the San Francisco office, did that review, and they enjoyed the game. So
that's interesting. Like, I guess they offloaded that to their other site. You figured they have the American guys do it, especially for this game, you know?
But IGN, the proper IGN, released a review. That was the Australian one?
That's the Australian one, yeah.
Oh.
And they came on, they said it on their, even on their Beyond podcast, and they went off on the fans because people were attacking them for the shit. And they're like, one, it wasn't us. Two, when they start saying all the American site, the big American site, it was like not one American reviewed it here. It was an Australian.
That's crazy. So,
I wonder how Glorious War feels about this.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear his thoughts, man. But yeah, I just find that funny because, you know, I can't say this on air, but you were supposed to beat the game if you were reviewing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, if it's a story-based game, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this, because I played this game on my off hours, and I beat it in less than a week. These guys could have done it in 3 days if they really wanted to, you know?
I mean, it's their job.
It seems really weird to me. And it just, I guess it's just the type of game it is, but it seems really weird to me that the best analogy I can come up with is people being like, no, it's a really good drink. The first four cups are fucking awful. But then when you get the fifth cup, like you start to understand, and I can't recommend this enough. And you're like, this looks and smells terrible. I'm like, oh yeah. The first, like I said, the first four cups are going to be awful.
Damn.
It's going to be awful.
It sucks. Yeah. They hear it's like, oh, first 10 hours, not so great. But after that, marvelous.
Marvelous. Like, okay.
You mean like beer?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. It's like, it's an acquired taste. And you're like, it's taking me a while to get there. I mean,
yeah, when it's bitter, yeah.
Or a bad Corona. Oh my God. You know,
Like, skunky
Corona. That's why you gotta have Corona in the can. That's not gonna happen.
Well, so even like Heineken, you gotta drink it once you open it. You can't baby a Heineken or it starts tasting like crap.
Yeah.
But there aren't many games like that.
I don't know if you guys have ever had these like carbonated water called Topo Chico. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Oh,
what you call them?
Topo Chico to you too, Taco
Bell. Pendejo, you know.
It's a southwest thing because it's bottled in Mexico, right?
Yeah. That thing is super carbonated. You can leave that shit for days and it'll still be carbonated after it
don't open. That stuff is no joke.
I'm getting distracted by this new Elon Musk car. This shit looks like it came from PlayStation 1.
Wait, what happened?
Hey, Adam, you're blurry.
I'm not. What am I doing?
No, he's.
You're out of focus.
We'll talk about that off air. This is not gaming related. Fucking crazy, man. Okay, so we're done. So anyway, so we talked about this before, and we kind of slipped up. But we're gonna do it. We have a because on Twitch we got some money, and as always we like to pay it forward to you guys because we got that money because of you. So we're gonna give you guys the game. So on Sunday, throw out your questions. We're gonna start the contest officially, right? We're gonna have a question up on the Throwdown Twitter, and we're gonna ask you. We're gonna give away a game and like the game awards. We're gonna select the games and you pick them. And then on Thursday next week we're gonna give the game away, digital, physical, whatever you want. You know,
and like so the game awards, it's gonna be Death Stranding that wins all of this shit. So that's how this works.
One sec, are we doing the show on Thursday or Wednesday? Because Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Oh, Wednesday. Thank you, Chris. Wednesday, we're giving this. So we're showing our thanks by giving you a game. Damn, this worked out perfectly. Then now we're giving away a game for Thanksgiving. You know. All right. So yeah. Okay. So starting on Sunday, we're gonna start the actual giveaway, but Wednesday, thank you, Chris. Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to actually do the giveaway. But here are the games. We're going to give you a taste of what's going on. So these are the games we're going to give you guys a chance to win from us, free from us, man. No special editions, none of that, man. We ain't got that kind of money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get the choices are Death Stranding, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Pokemon Sword and Shield. We'll give you both of those, by the way. We're being nice. Call of Duty Modern Warfare and The Outer Worlds, man. So it should be cool. Stay tuned. Again, on Sunday, we're going to post, all the contest details. We may even do a video. Manny, if you're down, man, we'll do a quick video.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know? So yeah, just be on the lookout for that, guys. And this weekend, we're going to have more details. So should be cool. Again, this is the kind of shit we like doing. We like giving back to you guys. So you give us so much, you know? Fucking awesome. I love it, man.
Yep.
All right. Once again, Carlos, man, it's good having you back, man.
Yo, man, it's good to be back.
You
man.
Know,
back from Egypt.
Somebody used to bust Adam's chops for Gears of War 5, man.
Yo, Adam, what's up with Gears 5, man?
I wasn't nominated for Game of the Year.
Every Friday night, Saturday. Well, not this Friday night because we got Russell Cast, another 15-hour episode. This one's going to be a good one. There's two events. That's why we got a two cage match thing going on, and that's War Games. They put the two cages, they put two rings together, they put a cage around it, and they just have an all out war.
And then you're going to talk about how Jim Cornette was
Jim Cornette saying some horrible. I can't even repeat the shit he said.
Yep.
You know, putting chicken on a back, going to Ethiopia. It was fucking horrible. Yeah, he said a horrible shit. He lost his job. They pulled the episode off the internet because. That's Power, which is the NWA, and that's a streaming show that they have. That's the one that's owned by our boy from Smashing Pumpkins. What's his name? The lead singer.
Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan. That's his. He bought the NWA license and the rights, and this is his show.
Wait, NWA?
NWA, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Not the group, the actual old school wrestling promotion, NWA.
Yeah, NWA.
North American Wrestling Alliance. That's weird.
That eventually NWA became WCW, didn't it?
For a time, they turned into that. Yeah, it was like trying to blend in, but then eventually they did their own thing, WCW. And
oh, hold on. Some guy's in the chat, Bulldogs. He's like, I'm trying to talk to him. You're trying to talk to us? What's up, man?
Say something. What up, Bulldogs? 1992. You know?
Yeah, what happened, Adam?
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So we're doing that. And then we got some other shit we plan on doing. But yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, it's fucked up what happened with Jim Cornette. And you know what's funny, too, is that some people pointed out, I was like, this isn't the first time he said this shit. He said it like 20 years ago. And on another show, so this is like an old joke, but you know what, it's just a different time. It's very PC now, so you can get away with saying some racist shit like that back then, but now
you can't do it, man. We're great, fine. Bulldog, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You came at the wrong time, brother. We're about to wrap up here, man.
Party's over.
You know, come back next time, man. We'll be back on Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, man. Same bad time, same bad channel. All right, so thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Yo, have a good weekend, people.
Brett Murdoch.
I'm not muted.
Yay.
Yay.
And Brian Manjoma.
Xbox Game Pass is available for 3 months for £1 in the UK. Get that shit and then complete Gears of War before Adam does.
Oh, dude!
I think we might be able to do it this week. Oh, fuck. Maybe not.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're stopping the show right now.
Wait a minute.
Brian.
Yeah?
Are you going to be playing Xbox games, man?
He plays Xbox games.
Yeah.
He plays on a PC.
On his PC?
What, you thought the Xbox One? What the hell did I play that
No,
for?
I know that, but I'm like, you're going to be playing Xbox games?
Wait, one second. One second. Is Game Pass already come out on PC?
Yeah.
It's on beta. That's why it's on sale. So that they can entice you.
Wait, you guys say beta too?
Yeah, motherfucker. Where you, Carlos? Where you been?
I thought British people said beta.
No, beta.
No, you're thinking of data and data.
No, not all. Some British people do say beta.
Oh, Brian, you're getting Americanized. I see.
No, Brian Lightly. Just doesn't talk crazy like some other British people do.
And they add using words that don't need it, like color.
Like Prince Andrew?
Like motherfuckers from London and shit. Oh, and we go this and that, is.
The islands and Pokemon Sword and Shield.
It's like how we say router, and some people over there say how we say router, and they say router over there.
The router.
You go to London, they break their T's, it's just the router, you know?
The router.
You know, hey, I'm just going to say they sound like Gary. You know what I'm saying?
Oi. The Coalition. Oi,
the Coalition. What's up, Gary? What's going on, man? Anyway, we're out of here, man. We'll talk to you on Sunday, man. Contest is coming, people. Watch out for that video. Peace out.
Deuces.
Peace.